It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In a case that started with leaked information to reporters, it may be appropriate that a one-time reporter was on the jury. And that ex-reporter says that in the view of some jurors, Lewis Libby was a fall guy for the White House. They meant that he was a fall guy for others who were actually the first to leak the name of a CIA operative. Still, it was Libby, a former aide to Vice President Cheney, who was convicted of lying about it all. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Yesterday's verdict capped a Washington scandal that began 4 years ago. The drama exposed the unsavory workings of the White House PR machine and the Washington media. It encompassed President Bush's justification for the Iraq War and the exposure of an undercover CIA agent. And at the end of all that, Lewis Scooter Libby was convicted of lying under oath to a grand jury and FBI agents about his role in the affair. Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald spoke outside the courthouse yesterday.
It's sad that we had a situation where a high-level official, a person who worked in the office of vice president, obstructed justice and lied under oath. We wish that had not happened, but it did.
Fitzgerald said he's gratified by the jury's verdict, and he does not expect to file any more charges in the CIA leak investigation. Defense lawyer Ted Wells said he's disappointed in the outcome. He plans to file a motion for a new trial, and if that's declined, he said, he'll appeal the conviction.
We believe, as we said at the time of his indictment, that he is totally innocent. Totally innocent.
Libby did not speak outside the courthouse, nor did he visibly react when the jury announced the verdict in court. His wife cried silently in the front row as the foreperson read out, "Guilty, guilty, guilty," to all but one of the counts. Dennis Collins was one of the jurors. He said the jury had a tremendous amount of sympathy for Libby, but they ultimately could not believe that his lies under oath were simply memory lapses, as the defense claimed. Collins said during the jury's 10 days of deliberations, they filled about 34 large flip chart pages with information from the testimony.
And what we came up with was that Mr. Libby either was told by or told to people about Mrs. Wilson at least 9 times.
Mrs. Wilson is also known as Valerie Plame. Her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, publicly criticized the Bush administration's justification for war with Iraq. It became clear during the trial that the White House decided to respond to Ambassador Wilson's charges by quietly telling reporters that Wilson's wife was a CIA operative. It can be a crime to leak an undercover CIA agent's identity, but no one was charged with that offense. Prosecutor Fitzgerald said that does not diminish the seriousness of Libby's crimes.
The truth is what drives our judicial system. If people don't come forward and tell the truth, we have no hope of making the judicial system work.
President Bush expressed sadness for Libby and his family. Vice President Cheney, Libby's one-time boss, said he was very disappointed with the verdict, and he praised Libby's work as a public servant. Both men refused to comment further because of pending appeals. The White House did not come off looking very good in this trial. Current and former Bush administration officials testified about sniping and rivalries among top-level White House aides. Former Ambassador Joseph Wilson said in a teleconference yesterday that the case also revealed how the White House used reporters.
First of all, to deceive the American people about the rationale for going to war, and when that deception started to come unglued, to launch a campaign of disinformation against the person who happened to bring that to everybody's attention, myself, through spewing lies and disinformation about my family and me.
Wilson and his wife are also pursuing a civil lawsuit against Libby and other White House officials. There was a contrast in this trial between the grandiose sweep of the underlying scandal and the narrowly tailored crimes that Libby was convicted of. Former U.S. Attorney Tom DiBaggio credits the prosecutor's success to keeping the jury focused on the lies, not the drama.
I think it was a great theater for the press. It was great theater for the public. But I think when this trial came down to decisions, it was, did this individual lie on these occasions and say these false statements? And I think the jury was very focused and was not distracted by the politics and the theater and the players' names.
Juror Dennis Collins said as much outside of the courthouse yesterday. He said the jury thought Libby was the fall guy for the White House, but that didn't absolve him of guilt. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.